July 23rd, 2018, and executive session minutes for July 23rd, 2018.
Move to approve regular session minutes dated July 23rd, 2018, with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated July 23rd, 2018, with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointment for the 911 Advisory Board. See, I have a note here that we need to appoint a board member due to the resignation of Mr. Dobbins. And we have a application here from our current police chief, Jeffrey Matthews.
Correct.
Do you guys know what the time is on that?
Ends
12/31 of 18?
Yes.
Move to appoint Jeffrey Matthews to the 911 Advisory Board to fulfill the term left vacant by Stan Dobbins to end on 12/31/2018.
Second.
We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Did you come over here all the way over here for that?
All the way.
Hey, hey. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. Matthews.
Bid recommendations for HVAC services, EPM number 201806-412.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me, Commissioner.
Good morning.
This is in reference to our HVAC services specific to the jail facility and the judicial center, which is a rather unique system. It involves EPM. Copyrighted software to control what's called a CTC, control the temperature control system. Previously, we had put this item out as a sole source, and it was declared sole source in 2013. 5-year contract was awarded to temperature control. And since then, we haven't had vendors come forward, but as we approach the expiration of that contract, discussions between the purchasing department and building and grounds resulted in us deciding to put this out for bid just for transparency and for safety's sake. And we did get another response from a qualified vendor who did do the tour, required mandatory pre-bid tour. This was released on June the 23rd, closed last Tuesday. We opened those two responses last Wednesday. Building and grounds staff members took both responses into a review phase. And we're here this morning to make a recommendation for award, which each of you should have a written document from the purchasing department to me. And I'll just read our recommendation into the record without the details of each specific item. Unless the commission so desires. But after a complete and thorough review of these specific per dollar and per hour responses as listed on the forms in front of you, the Building and Grounds Department and myself would like to offer the following details. Both responses qualified to participate with overall competitive pricing covering services of value for Tama County. Results listed above for the percentages and hourly rate items as requested on average leaned toward Specialty Air, which was the other vendor that responded. Temperature Control has bid $2,167 less for quarterly visits than Specialty Air, and this is a significant difference. Temperature Control response time is listed in their above response as 1 hour less than Specialty Air, which of course is an advantage for the county. Temperature Control as our current service provider has proven to be even more responsive than that. Temperature Control as our current EPM/CTC service provider has software knowledge of the existing system. Temperature Control overall here has offered competitive pricing enough to be awarded this bid. Therefore, considering all of the above details, factors, and circumstances, we recommend Temperature Control of Springfield, Missouri for this bid as the overall best choice for Taney County, Missouri, and ask for a motion vote from the Taney County Commission to award as such. Any subsequent agreement will be issued initially for 12 months with 4 one-year renewals per mutual agreement on pricing, etc., at the time of each renewal period, as we've been doing. And if you all have any specific questions beyond that, both Scott and Renee are available. Thank you.
Well, it's obvious that we should not have a sole source, and so by going out to bid, I appreciate that.
Over the years, you know, we see technology advancing and vendors becoming more and more available. So sole source is something I kind of bristle about anymore.
Go ahead. Oh, on the material total cost plus percentage, how often do we have to use materials? How often do they buy equipment or buy different things?
Very rarely.
Because one item of that $4,500, or even the $2,500 range, 20% higher in cost, could make up the difference in the.
At $9,000 per year.
Yeah, and it could pretty easily if we. That's what I was asking. You guys have any questions? What's the name of the company? Temperature Control of Springfield?
Yes.
You're saying in the 4 years, I'm assuming we've had it within 4 years from, we've not replaced hardly any equipment.
Just the ones that's been damaged from storms and stuff like that.
And that'd be covered under insurance, would it
not?
Yeah,
I think we've replaced one. Since I've been here.
Of course, the equipment is getting older now.
Yeah.
Comment. That was just a comment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is she going to make a motion?
Going to.
Okay.
I mean, you guys have any other? Move to award bid number 201806-412 to Temperature Control of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission. I notify the vendors and give bring the draft legal.
Beaver Creek Ranch Road grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes, number 17-027, Roden Bridge.
Morning.
I have a letter dated April.
That was last year. From Mr. Cotty. Okay, this is.
Do we already have one? We're extending it, or what are we? We wouldn't need to if it
the
was
forest,
a potential.
The Forest Service recently closed a land for land exchange with Mr. and Mrs. David Easley. As part of this closing, Mr. and Mrs. Easley executed a conveyance document to grant permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes to Taney County, Missouri. In a letter from you dated April 26, 2017, he requested that once the document had been executed, we return the document at the above address for completion and recording in the county records. And this is from Teresa Crow, the realty specialist. It was to Frank Cotty. dated July 11, 2018.
So Devin, it's given the legal description there, then the forest, is that just, Dave, these are given easement?
Yes, or we can continue so we can maintain the road on them.
Yeah, because it's just changing the legal description then.
Yes.
Okay. This is the original. This was a response from her to Mr. Cotty, not knowing that our new attorney is Mr. Elliott. So this is just changing
the counties.
Yep. Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes by and between David Easley and Linda Easley and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Temporary construction easement. Lehman Construction Company, number 18093, Road and Bridge.
What that is, the company doing the bridge down here for the roundabout had mentioned getting some fill dirt from us, so I requested one of their agreements, and we let our legal check it over.
And I have a letter dated July 25th, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the temporary construction easement between Lehman Construction Company and Taney County easement and approves the easement to form.
They have not yet contacted me to go look at the dirt, but in previous meetings, they acted like they will get probably around 4,000 yards.
And once the job is done, then that easement goes away.
Correct.
And they can park their equipment and stuff there.
Says it terminates automatically upon completion, and then in any event, no later than 2 years after the execution of. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have any questions on that?
No questions.
No.
Move to approve the temporary construction easement by and between Lehman Construction Company and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program, number 18-097.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a letter dated July 27, 2018 from Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed the 2018 Local Law Enforcement Block Grant subaward, and he's approved the subaward as to form.
This is for equipment.
Officer safety equipment,
yeah.
For the.
This is 100%.
Yes, there is no match.
100%. Good.
Move to approve the 2018 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant.
Second.
Oh, sorry. I
thought you were finished.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying
right
to find the.
To it here.
Assuming it's by and between Missouri Department of Public Safety and Taney County.
Second.
Go second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.